dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only speak about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Jay Kaplan's in the house.
I don't know why I can't get paroled.
Why you can't get parole? Oh, the repeat offender.
Right.
Okay, Jay, I'm a little slow here. I'm just maybe I'm a lot slow. Just trying to make sure. You know something? I don't think that your mic is. Aha, I guess if I turn the correct microphone on. Aha, there we go. Jay, I was going to say, Jay, you sound better now, but.
But yeah, I know.
Maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong once, I thought, but I had to correct that problem because I was mistaken. I should have that going there. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800. 800- or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Now, this is an interesting, Jay, I don't get this one. December 19th, it's National Regifting Day.
We haven't gotten the gift for a few more days yet.
Yeah, so how does that work? If we haven't got the gifts, how do we re-gift them already?
Are we supposed to keep them for about a year and then?
I get maybe
turn them over.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we're re-gifting the ones from last year. I don't know. Well, it's National Regifting Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a very exciting one. National Hard Candy Day. We're getting a little better, right?
Well, it's not quite chocolate, but
not quite chocolate. National Oatmeal Muffin Day.
Now we're
getting a little closer. Yeah. Well, you know, we might have to. Well, being that that's the best of them, we'll stick with that one for today. Speaking of the best of them, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 105 points right now. Yeah, look at that. It's the Dow's up. S&P 500 up 10 points. NASDAQ up 46 points. Oil up 37 cents a barrel. We're not going to celebrate that one.
No.
Especially if you're thinking about going on vacation for the holidays. That gasoline prices will probably go up. You know, they always go up faster than they go down. So we'll be fascinated to see what happens on that one. Obviously, here in Calizuela, our prices will go up even more because not only do we have taxes, we've got fees to go with it. We've been chatting a lot with some of the real estate professionals that we work with about educating the consumer on the difference between fees, because that's a catch-all, right? If you're into the iBuyer program right now, they're advertising no commissions,
but
they don't talk about the fact that their fees are higher than anybody else's commissions, right? So figure that one out. But let's say we were talking about gasoline. $2.55 a gallon is the national average. In Calizuela, we are paying $3.60 per gallon. $3.60. Yeah, we are just a little bit now. This is a new revelation because for quite a while we were above the oil producing state of Hawaii. Now we are below the price of the oil producing state by about 6 cents. So we're getting a little bit better there, but you still need to go out to Missouri to get cheap gas. $2.207 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline in Missouri. So a little bit better off right there, moving right along. The news of the day, obviously, the market is not taking this seriously. Here's something that I feel that we have done such a disservice in our country. The news of the day, the Democrats in the House of Representatives impeach the President of the United States. And regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, this is a sad day in America, because I chatted with about a dozen young people yesterday. And then I was listening to some others on other news broadcasts today. And they have no idea what an impeachment means, right? I mean, Jay, if you've come across this, and I know you and I have differ politically, but educationally, you and I are both, I think, on the same page. We want people to be educated. Right? And the young people, to me, I had, like I said, about a dozen young people say, well, does that mean that he's not, that President Trump is no longer the president?
Yeah, because impeached,
Right. Here's the simple way of understanding impeachment from my feeble mind. Right. So if you've got a district attorney and they bring charges against a alleged criminal, you know, somebody allegedly shot someone, allegedly drunk driver, allegedly robbed a bank, allegedly robbed a 7-Eleven. The district attorney brings those charges to a court. In this case, the court is called the United States Senate. And you have the opportunity of a jury adjudicating the issue. The jury in this case are the senators within the United States Senate. The United States senators sit there in a jury box, so to speak, and it would be the Senate chambers. And they listen to the evidence. The case is run by a judge. When it's an impeachment, it's run by the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Doesn't get any higher than that, so you cannot have an appeal, right? And the jurors, senators in this case, determine, were the charges accurate or were the charges not accurate? And unlike a jury system where you must have a unanimous verdict. In the impeachment world, it's two-thirds of the senators have to vote to impeach. And again, in the United States, under our Constitution, everybody is innocent until proven guilty. So even though the Democrats in the House have voted to impeach the president,
it's like indictment, right?
Right, it's an indictment.
And it's the first step that you just...
Absolutely. 100%, Jay. It's the first step. And just like everybody else, the president is innocent. President Clinton was found to be not guilty, right? So, which means that he was innocent, because you're innocent until proven guilty. Now it's up to the House of Representatives to present a case that the jurors, senators, will agree with. Right. It's about that simple. I mean, it's a simple process. And I don't understand, Jay, maybe I'm going to guess you're going to agree with me on this. There's no excuse that our young people are not taught this in school.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I don't know whose fault that is. You talk to young people about even cultural things, whether something very, you know, what is way down the scale, like movie stars, artists, singers, not even to get into political things or founders or anything else, but they don't know.
Right.
They don't know anything that happened more than 15 years ago
or 15 minutes ago.
And I, you know, when you and I were kids, which was a little bit different times.
Exactly.
I think we were cognizant, or, you know, understood.
We had to study the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, and we knew about things that our parents knew about that were, you know, now they have more. They have television all the time, and they have the internet. We had books and magazines, but they were slower than the internet. So folks today have the tools. They really do.
Yeah, it's just a matter
of using them.
And you know something? I am a big proponent of voting. You should get out and vote. There have been hundreds of thousands of people who have died throughout the course of our country, through the existence of our country, so that we have the right to vote.
And millions have not.
Right. And here's the issue. I think that if you're going to honor those people, if you want to say, you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, I honor the veterans. Well, here's the way you should really, in my opinion, be honoring the veterans. Number one, vote. But before you vote, go get educated, right? Jay and I can debate each other in a respectful manner. We're not going to vote for the same person, most likely, but we've both gotten educated on the policies of both sides so that we can make an educated decision, because we, in that case, we're the jurors, right? At that point, we're the ones that get the final vote. I'm gonna suggest that in the case of this impeachment, the senators will have the next vote if the House decides to send the articles over. But November 3rd, Jay, you and I get to vote.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the more important.
And we're gonna be able to say, you know something? This is what should be. This is what shouldn't be. This is what we want to happen. This is the way we want to be represented.
But we do want as much information available.
Exactly.
Before that vote.
100%. Right. We want to be educated, because we don't want to vote from ignorance. And we're going to just harass, right? Jay, we got to harass. You can't see this. I don't have a big monitor up in this office yet, Bill Janischak is online with us, and he's telling us that it was a long time ago that you and I were kids. And
he's right.
He's right there.
In my case, anyway.
Absolutely. And you know, I don't want to cause any trouble here, but Bill says you're wrong, Jay. I'm just going to throw that out there. But
maybe I am still young.
Maybe that's what he's referring to. We got a lot going on today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat with our friend Jay Kaplan. We're talking about reverse mortgages. 5,300 reasons to be happy you're a homeowner. That's a lot. When is it the smart play to refinance your home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford?
has tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You know something, Bill? The nice part about having you not in the show with us today is I can just go ahead and mute your commentary here. He's going to take it back, and he says, Jay's right. Now, do you know that's the first time Jay's ever heard that?
A man of real wisdom.
Who are you talking? Well, you wouldn't be talking about Bill that way. So I know Bill pretty well. Cannot be talking about Bill as being a man of wisdom. Hey, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. They've got every one of those products, including, we'll talk to Jay Kaplan about it, the reverse mortgage. We'll chat about that in a little bit, but the Mortgage Minute today, yeah, the markets are doing really well. So fascinating to check out what's going on in the markets. They've pretty much, they're just ignoring the fact of the impeachment. So they're if you listen to the markets, and it's just the way the stock market and the financial world is, the markets are a forward-looking vehicle. So when you see the market saying that it's up 112 points, all-time highs in these different areas, basically what the market is saying is they're pretty much looking at status quo in the next 6 to 12 months. They're not going to, if they thought that there was going to be a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren type of an administration, the market would be tanking right now, would not be holding to the level. Now, there's a conversation to be had where would it be a Joe Biden or a Bloomberg? Those are administrations that are more centrist, more logical, in my opinion, than going with somebody like a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. Just throw that out there. The markets are probably saying the same thing, that they're more comfortable that it'll be one of those two as opposed to, it'll be Trump, Bloomberg, Biden would be the next president. And that's what the polls are showing. So it's not like I'm coming out with some sort of a big revelation there. But let's look at the Mortgage Minute here. As we look at what the markets are doing, what are the bond market doing? What is the mortgage market doing? And I've been telling you that we're going to see all-time lows on the 10-year treasury next year. About this time, maybe the beginning of 2021, I think we'll see an all-time low of those bonds. Pretty simple if you look at charts going back to the 80s, where the highs continued to be lower and the lows continue to be lower. And I know that sounds kind of crazy. If you're not a market nerd like me, you probably are saying, what the hell are you talking about, Ron? Some people like Bill say, what the heck are you talking about all the time? But hey, that's a different issue. But what I'm really getting at here is the markets are excited about where we're going. And you look at the updates and you look at what the housing market is doing extremely well. Now, we got some numbers this morning that were not exactly favorable, but hey, that's okay. We don't want the market to go straight up. When we get a 8% and 10% increases in the housing market, you always have to understand that anytime you can get a 10% increase, you can get a 10% decrease. So if we, other than my weight, but just throw that in there, Jay, before you got to it. So stocks higher, NASDAQ setting all-time highs, mortgage bonds slightly lower and in the danger zone, higher claims even without holiday seasonal issues, initial jobless claims, which measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits. They came down a little bit from where they were last week. They were at 252,000 last week, came down to 234,000. Last week's number was unrevised, so we're looking at those numbers there. We're watching those very, very closely. Manufacturing showing a little bit of weakness. The Philly Fed Manufacturing Survey was reported at 0.3, much lower than last month's 10.4. and also lower than the expectations of 8.5. Existing home sales report for November, which measures closings in that month and likely represents buyers shopping for homes in September and October, decreased by 1.7%, slight pullback, but off a 17-month high. Sales up 3.7%. Why did sales dip slightly? Was it due to weakness? It was solely due to, are you ready for this? We've been telling it to you all along. It's all about the inventory. There's nothing out there for people to buy. So when you have no inventory, sales cannot grow. What does that mean to you? If you're thinking about selling your house, now would be a great time to sell your house. First-time buyers represented 32% of sales, up from last month's 31%. Cash transaction, 20%, up from 19% last month. Investors accounted for 16%. Distressed sales accounted for 2% in October, unchanged. So just watch where these numbers are, and I will share with you that we did get this morning, as we do every Thursday morning, Freddie Mac's mortgage market survey. Interest rate stayed the same, 3.73%. You have to pay almost a point, three quarters of a point to get it. And last year, this time, 4.62%. So we're down almost, 0.9% from last year at this time. All of those things are good news for the mortgage market. That's why the housing market is growing. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat about reverse mortgages. Now, I talk about the idea that, you know, there's nothing to sell. Now, let's think about this. If you bought your house 30 years ago, 40 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, and you've paid it off, and now you're in your golden years, you're in your mid-60s, you've got 20 years left, 25 years left on the hourglass, so to speak, 30 years left, whatever the numbers are. So here's the issue. Think about this concept. What happens if you have a house, Orange County, California, median home price, $829,000. I'm a simple guy, so I just say $800,000.
Yeah, because we're round. We like
round number. So sell that house because you don't need that real big house and you want to move out to Palm Springs, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and you want a real nice house out there. Their prices are not nearly the same price ranges as we have here. You can buy a beautiful home out there for $400,000, $500,000. So let's do a little bit of math with our friend Jay Kaplan here.
Uh-oh.
So we've sold our house here for $800,000. We want to buy a house in La Quinta for $400,000. Jay, could I get a reverse mortgage out there? Not because I need it, because I just got $800,000 in my pocket.
Yeah, but you want to keep a lot of that money in your pocket.
Can I put down $200,000 and never have a mortgage payment the rest of my life?
Very close to that. Now, we'd have to know your exact age, which I know you're not going to give out.
Exactly.
Your weight. No, that doesn't count. And it would depend on that and interest rates at the time.
But the
lower they are, the more you get, which is the less down payment you make.
Lower down payment.
Now is the time, just like you said, for more than one reason.
So,
but yes, the answer.
I'm just going to use round numbers, though, again, because I mean, 200 is good, give or take 5%,
you're
maybe.
Absolutely correct.
So now I've got $600,000 left that I could put into Bill. I can put $600,000 I've got left, and I can put that into my retirement planning. I can call one of the financial planners of Ron Siegel Radio and put that into planning.
Absolutely.
But, and you know, I just had this happen just the other day, and I don't remember who it was that I was chatting with. It'll come to me. And I said, well, I'm not ready for a reverse mortgage yet. And I didn't exactly understand what that meant, but during the last break, Jay was telling me a story about an individual that is, I'm not going to say what his net worth is, but I think probably safe, eight figures.
Yeah, eight or nine, yeah.
Right, so somewhere in excess of $10 million of net worth. And he's got a very nice home, and I'm going to have Jay tell you the full story No names, but this is all about financial planning. Jay's going to talk to you about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, also chat about 5,300 reasons to be happy you're a homeowner. When is it a smart play to refinance your home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under...
$4 million.
And that is today. That's the limit on reverse mortgages, but it is increasing. So if you need more than $4 million, that will probably be available very soon.
Wow.
But he took $4 million and bought very nice homes for his children.
I would say.
I'd like to know if he has room for another child.
I was going to say, can I be his child?
Yeah. But so now what do the children have? They have a couple of
whatever they
great
want.
great homes. They'll never have a payment on it, you know, unless they choose. Of course, when they get older, they'll want to have a reverse mortgage because that affords you more protection. And the parents, well, they have lost a little bit of equity, not very much. On a $25 million home, they've got $4 million short of that right now. If they were to pass away today, I'm sure there would be plenty of income producing funds.
So let's think about these
for the kids to split up.
Let's think about this whole process, Jay, because here you're looking at a family that has, obviously, if you've got the money to take $4 million out,
right,
you've got some net worth. Right,
I would say so.
So this wasn't an issue that they were on their last dime, needed money to go get dinner. It was a financial planning process.
Right, as reverse mortgages are financial planning tools. And they were invented that way. They just haven't always been used that way.
So they've used this as a financial strategy, right? I mean, it's not
correct.
That it's
correct.
And their kids now have the ability of buying, living in a home, you know, maybe that was free and clear. I don't know.
I don't know for sure, but you know, it doesn't really matter either. The principle is the same.
But here's from a selfish standpoint of the parents, right? So the parents had the opportunity of doing whatever they wanted to anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But from a selfish standpoint, if they wanted to have a selfish standpoint, they get to now enjoy the fruits of their work by seeing their kids. You know, what were they going to do with the money anyway at the end of the day, right? I mean, at the end of some time period, we're going to give our money away. There's no boxes with pockets, right? So and if you got that big of a bank account, you know, they've got wealth, right? So the bottom line is they're going to be able to give money away and they get to watch their kids enjoy it.
Right. And you can scale that up and down. I mean, if you have a home worth $300,000, the principal's the same.
Right.
$1 million, the principal's the same. And $100 million, the same thing. It's just really, I mean, if reverse mortgages or HECMs, home equity conversions, were invented to allow people who can no longer go to their boss and ask for a raise because something came up, something else to be able to draw from, not necessarily fall back on, but draw from, tax-free, by the way, to continue protecting what they already have and to grow their legacy.
I just love the whole concept, Jay, because, I mean, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, right? It's not like, you know, we're just getting into this. It's not like it's new to the two of us because we've been helping families, you know, for several years together, right? And the whole concept here is how do we help more people and get rid of the myth, you know, that I hear all the time these different myths, right? That the bank's going to take my house or I have to own my home free and clear or I have to be dead broke. You know, all of these things are really just myths out there.
I know.
And it drives me crazy anyway because we focus so much on getting rid of these myths.
I know. The reason for the myths, okay, there were bad loans way back in the past. But
that's what, 40 years ago.
The myths should have fallen off by now, but they're still being propagated by some people, even some people on the radio that purport to be financial experts. We don't have to mention them, but they don't have any real concept of what the product is, and it sounds good, makes it popular to keep saying that. And some, quite frankly, some of the advertising that has to do with reverse mortgages is aimed at what these companies consider low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
And that's That's great if we can help somebody in trouble, but that's not what it was there specifically for. It was specifically there to keep our population growing. And, you know, we're getting older. The biggest group, the largest group growing in this country now are the 100-year-olds, followed by the 85-year-olds. And I think 4% of the population or something has long-term health care, and I think 2% of us old people have long-term health care. So something needs to be in place to keep everything, including our country, together.
Absolutely. Great information. We're going to continue our conversation with Jay Kaplan when we come back. We are also going to talk about the concept of when is it a smart play to refinance your home. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegoradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsegoradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored.
On Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to give us a call at 800-306-1990. We will be more than happy to get you the information you need, put you in touch with our friend Jeff Sipes over there at Blue Water Credit. This morning, let's chat a little bit about when is the right time to be looking at refinancing your home. Now, I'm going to tell you straight out that, yes, I do lead a lending team. So, yes, you're going to say, well, Ron, it's self-serving. Whatever you tell me, it's going to be self-serving. And I can tell you this, we do a tremendous, the team does a tremendous amount of loans. So our idea is not looking at what's right for our team. Our goal is to look what's right for you, right? And I've told you before, and I just had this conversation with a CPA yesterday. He said, well, Ron, if you're telling me that interest rates are going to be lower the end of next year or at the beginning of 2021, why would I want to look at refinancing now? And there's a couple of real key reasons. Number one, anybody who does any kind of forecasting is simply doing a forecast. They're telling you what they expect to happen. Nobody has a crystal ball. If they knew exactly what was going to happen a year from now, they'd be in the market. There's all kinds of futures on bonds that you can buy and become ultra, ultra wealthy. So they don't know. Otherwise, they would be doing that instead of trying to help you. So here's the issue. The issue is you want to protect your family. You look at today, what is the market at? Does it make sense to save money? And I don't know about you. I do a little radio show here and there. I've been doing it for about 9 years, 10 years now. I don't make a lot of money off of my autograph. But if I could go and reduce my mortgage by $100 a month, for doing some autographs and not have to pay anything for it, right? Get it done for free. And there's no such thing as a free lunch. It's basically built into the interest rate. I would do it. And then if I can save another $100 next year at this time, I would do it again. And if I can save another $100 a year after that, I would do that every time I possibly could, right? Because the idea here is just to save some money and not spend the money. It's called return on investment. So you're looking at this and you're saying, okay, I want to do it that way. I'm going to go and save that money. That's the bottom line right there. That's what I want you to contemplate. What does it mean for your family? Don't worry about what the cost is. Worry about the benefit to your family. And if you want some information on it, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. Continue our conversation this morning. Jay Kaplan is in the house. We covered a lot of ground this morning, Jay. We talked about somebody selling.
I do cover a lot of ground, at least shadow-wise.
So selling, talked about the concept of somebody that, you know, middle income, a median home price, selling that, getting their own property, getting a new retirement home, right-sizing, right, and not having to spend a boatload of money for it. We talked about somebody that's real, real financially secure, done very well for himself and his family, using the reverse mortgage for the financial planning aspect, right? I mean, it's some of everything. No, and I have folks that say to me, Ron, you know something? I don't think I'm ready for a reverse mortgage. How do you respond to that?
Well, the being ready for a reverse mortgage goes back to the whether it's a want product or a need. It should be if you're looking for a need, then maybe you're not ready. But you shouldn't be looking for a need. You should be wanting it, because what you really need are things in place to help you make it all the way through to the end of your retirement, and to give you the best chance of keeping or increasing your legacy, if that's important to you, but certainly to keep your income going.
So, Jay, I'm going to throw this out to you. I look at a lot of different from financial planning, right?
Yes.
And I'm still working. I'm young enough. You're still working. You're young enough. We're in what we would what I would define as the wealth accumulation phase of our lives.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're still working.
Right.
And when we're in the wealth accumulation phase, it's a matter of get, we can only make money two ways. But and if you've come up with another way, I don't know about it. But
I'm working on it, but no, I haven't.
So we can make money by working.
Yes.
And we can make money by having our money working
for us. Right.
Right. There's only two ways of making money in our country. Right. So the concept is, and once you get to the point of retirement phase, you're not in wealth accumulation anymore. Then to me, it's all about cash flow.
Right. And as a good person who talks about these things, Phil Walker had mentioned, when you are retired, you actually own your own business. Your business is your retirement. And your income is usually, in there are some cases where there's pensions and things, but usually your retirement business is managing your own retirement funds, equities, bonds, whatever it is where there are dollars working for you.
That's an interesting concept.
The last thing you want to do is sell off part of your business just to make it another year or to buy something.
I like where you put that, to make it another year, right? Because we don't know how many years we have. You and I were I was talking about that a little earlier in the broadcast today. I made the comment that, you know, you're in your mid-60s, maybe you have another 20 years statistically, you know, maybe 30 years, 40 years, who knows?
Right, like Wade Fowle from the American College of Financial, he once said, never plan on the day you're going to die because you're probably wrong.
Exactly.
And then what do you do?
Exactly. And the whole idea is get a financial plan in place, right? That's my message here is constantly be looking at what is the plan that we're going to be implementing and have that conversation annually.
Uh-huh.
Right, you need to talk to your area trusted professionals every year. Once you get to that reverse mortgage and you're managing the cash flow,
make use of your household board of directors. Right?
Exactly, right. You want to have a conversation, an update conversation with Jay Kaplan every year, right? You want to have a conversation with your insurance people every year. You want to have a conversation at some point in time. Medicare, your Medicare coverage, you know, the people that have those policies, your supplements, they get paid from the insurance companies. They're not going to charge you. So why aren't you having an annual review?
Right.
So have that annual review. Talk to your CPA twice a year. Right. You've got to talk to them in November, December timeframe to see if there's any modifications you need. And then obviously you got to do the reporting by the middle of April. Right. So all of these things are part of your financial planning process.
Correct.
And the reverse mortgage is just a tool in there.
Right. And some people think, well, I'm going to lose my home. Well, you know, those are the myths that are nowhere near. Are you going to lose any equity? Maybe. However, your equity from the day, especially in California, from the day that you close a reverse mortgage loan or start one, as it would be forward, you're not going to lose equity. However, if you take more out later to control your own, like we said, your business, if you have a little less equity at that point in the future, your overall legacy will be much, or should be much, much larger if you made the right decision. So that's what you want to do.
Now, for those of you that were wise enough to get the, or had the process was available to you, to do a reverse mortgage line of credit, the next 2 weeks are paramount to you to talk to your financial planner, talk to your tax person, and see if you should be making a payment on your reverse mortgage. Because it may be that if you make a payment to your reverse mortgage, it might help your tax situation.
Yeah, you could do that on a monthly basis if you're in that kind of situation.
Right. But right now we're looking at saying, okay, we might want to take some of that mortgage interest deduction. It might be right for you. I don't know. But now might be the time to do that before the end of the year.
Yeah. And if you never do and you live another 30 years not having made any of those payments, and of course your equity is still increasing, your children who now own the home, who now will be paying off that loan, will be able to use that tax write-off, which be a huge difference in their capital gains and things. But remember, neither one of us are not attorneys, and laws change. But that's the way it stands now. So make sure.
Talk to your tax person.
Right. So after you pass away, talk to your tax person and make sure it's, but you know what I mean.
And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.